Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy, maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. What a wonderful truth that is. To the boy or girl who knows Jesus Christ as Savior, there's no more precious name. You love Him above everything and everybody. But you know, I find that when we love the Lord Jesus Christ first, and love Him like we ought to, then everything else falls in proper perspective too. Well, Isaiah said His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and He is all that and more to the boy or girl who knows Him as their personal Savior. And so, Bible Clubbers, I hope if you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, you'll stand up for Him this week. You'll fight for Him. You'll take His side. You won't allow anyone to speak wrong of Him or use His name in vain. I hope you'll be an aggressive Christian for the Lord Jesus Christ, one who'll take His side in any battle, and also one who'll tell the gospel story so that other boys and girls will be saved. And that's just what the Children's Bible Club is all about. You know, we give the gospel out to boys and girls across the country. If you'd like to have a part in this ministry, we'd love to hear from you this week. We'd love for you to pray for this work, and also perhaps God would lay on your heart to send a special missionary offering so that you might have a part in this faith ministry of reaching boys and girls for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have that on your heart and the Lord burdens you to do that this week, won't you send your letter to Aunt Carolyn?
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Here's our email address, AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com.
We'd love to hear from you this week. And now, here's the choir again.
Amen.
of Judah was a great and a good king. He was more than a man of words, he was a man of action. As soon as he became king, he led the people in a great revival. He tore down the places of the false gods and the places of false worship. He destroyed the brazen serpent that the people had made an idol of. And he trusted in the Lord and kept the Lord's ways and commandments and led the people in righteousness. And he honored God's word. Oh, it was wonderful to have such a revival in Israel. But now, you needn't think that when the devil was going to let the people and the king stand for God like that without any opposition. The devil never does. If you take a stand for the Lord, you needn't think that the devil's going to let you by without any kinds of trouble or trials or opposition at all. So Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, ordered his huge army to gang up on Jerusalem and just wipe out that city. Well, in the defense of the city, there was much heartache and work and trial. The enemy tried to weaken and defeat God's people by insults and threats and fear. And the devil will do you the same way if he can, threaten and scare you and put all kinds of doubts in your minds. But Hezekiah had faith, and he took the whole problem to the Lord in prayer. And at last, God answered and told Hezekiah to tell Sennacherib not to talk so big, because God would bring him down. God said of Sennacherib, he said, I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Oh, and God knows the same thing about boys and girls who rebel against him. He knows when you go in, he knows when you go out, he knows everything you say, everything you think. He knows whenever sin wells up in your heart and you rebel against God. God said, I know all about you, Sennacherib. And he said, because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore I'll put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I'll turn thee back by the way which thou camest. And that's exactly what God did. You see, boys and girls, God knows your soft spots. Oh, listen, Sennacherib thought he was so big. He could mock God, and he could easily defeat God's people because he was Sennacherib. But God knew his soft spots, and God knew how to bring him down. I may be talking to a boy or girl or young person today who's in rebellion against the Lord. Yes, you know Jesus died for you. You know you ought to yield your heart to him. And you know you ought to do his will. You know you ought not to be doing some of the ornery things you've been doing and some of the disobedient ways you've showed your parents and some of the way you've dishonored your parents and haven't done right. And in your heart you know you're wrong. But in your heart you also say, yes, but I want my way and I'm going to do it. You say, this is my life, and I'm going to run it the way I please, and it's nobody's business. But let me tell you what God told Sennacherib. He said, I'll put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips. Listen, boys and girls, God knows your soft spots, too. When I think of that hook in your nose, I always think of my uncle who used to raise prize dairy cattle. He raised Holstein cows and had quite an operation going. And, of course, in the whole deal was those big old Holstein bulls. And they did know how to be mean, let me tell you. Powerful, seemed like nothing could stop 'em, you know. And when they ever got in a bad mood, they'd just soon kill you as look at you. So my uncle had to tend to those old big mean things. And you know what he did? He knew their soft spots, and he got a big old heavy metal ring and put it in the bull's nose. Then he connected a chain to that, and the chain hung down. And then he put the bull in a huge pen that was made of heavy, thick planks. Inside the planks were reinforced iron posts and iron bars. And inside that was an electric fence with a powerful charge in it. Now can you imagine what happened if the old bull, even if he got to storming and ranting and raving and thinking he is so big, got over close to that fence and that chain flopped over against that electric charged wire? The shock went right to that soft spot, didn't it? Right to that nose. Yes, the man who owned the big bull knew the bull's soft spot and how to bring him down. God knows your soft spot, too. My dad used to raise horses, work horses and riding horses, too. And you know those horses, my father could make them obey him. And just like God said here, I'll put my bridle in your lips. You know, there was an old Bess. She is a sweet old cowpony. You know, whoever rode her had an easy day because she'd just about tend to the cattle herself. And if they got to poking, the little old bitty calves got to poking too much, why, she'd just put her nose down, give him a nudge, and hurry him on down the road. You just didn't have to worry about Bess because she knew what was going on. And Bess wore nothing but a very smooth bit in her mouth. Then there was Gypsy. Beautiful pony and obedient, but Buddy, he had spirit, and you better watch out. And so the bit in his mouth had a little crook in it, you know, so the rider could control him. Now, if you took a pure old unbroken horse that Dad intended to break to ride, the bit that was in that mouth was another story. Rough and crooked, and maybe a barb in it if the horse was just really mean. But Dad says, I know your soft spots. I know how to bring you down into obedience. Listen, boys and girls, don't make God have to put a sharp bit in your mouth. Don't make him have to put a hook in your nose. God knows your soft spot, and he can bring you down. He's got a wrench that'll fit you. But listen, wouldn't it be better to just humble your heart right now? And right now, ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin. Ask him to help you not to be a rebel anymore, but dedicate your life 100% on the altar for him and for his service. Oh, that's the way of blessing. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.